I'm Tom Campbell, and this is My Spin. North Carolina is neither a red state nor blue. It is increasingly becoming a gray state. In 1960, our state's median age was 25.5 years. The 2020 census reports it's 39.1, with more people 60 and over than are under age 18, and numbers that are increasing. Demographers predict that by 2028, 1 in 5, or 20%, will be 65 or older. Now, this data forecasts big changes and potential stress in several areas, including education, health care, the workforce, housing, government services, and our communities. Nowhere will this stress reach such high levels than in government service. Look for much greater emphasis on services for the elderly, especially since this group votes in greater percentage than most others, and politicians know it. Government leaders will find themselves struggling to prioritize spending with three options: reallocating existing revenues, reducing benefits, or raising taxes. Now, one of the truisms in government is that once a benefit is provided to people, it's highly difficult to revoke or reduce it. Take Social Security and Medicare as an example. Both are teetering on financial insolvency, and as more people reach the entry age and fewer are paying into the programs, a crisis is inevitable. The French Revolution would pale in comparison to the wrinkle revolution that would result if either benefit was eliminated or even reduced. And unless I misread people's moods, raising taxes isn't going to happen. Most likely, the future promises a reallocation of resources. Education must change. Primary, secondary, and higher education are already in upheaval and will suffer from reallocations. North Carolina spends some 57 cents of every tax dollar on education, and that number will likely be reduced, especially in higher education, and that's sure to cause consternation. Healthcare will also feel the stress. North Carolina is already one of the least healthy states in the Union. A large reason for this is because 17% of us either currently smoke or have in the past. Additionally, we have among the highest rates of obesity, 1 in 3 adults, and high blood pressure. Life expectancy in our state is 78.1 years, a year less than the national average. Now, men's life expectancy is 75.11 years, while women live to 80.37 years. And the older we get, the more care and more costly health care is required. Our nation already spends $11,945 per capita on health care, more than any other industrialized nation. Yet we have the lowest life expectancy of all the others, and measure last in health care access and quality. All symptoms point to more stress. The workforce will face stress tests. Part of the reason why employers are having so much trouble hiring people is that the workforce, those aged 15 to 64, is shrinking. Nearly 1 million over age 65 left the workforce during the pandemic. Between 2020 and 2060, the 65 and older population will nearly double, from 56 million to 96 million. Even with some 100,000 people moving a year in our state, there could be more pressure on needed workforce requirements. 13.6% of North Carolinians now live below the poverty level, and that number's going to accelerate. Many baby boomers never imagined they'd get old and haven't prepared for retirement. The median net worth in the country for those over 65 is $266,400 or less. Do the math. If North Carolinians reach age 80, they'll have about $18,000 a year on which to live. Even adding in Social Security, many will have trouble getting by and require more assistance. No wonder the elderly worry they'll run out of money before they run out of life. But there are some resulting opportunities. The emphasis in housing will subtly shift as both standalone houses, apartments, and complexes targeted to senior living are developed, offering amenities aimed at those over 60. Some smaller towns will begin marketing themselves as the ideal nesting place for older residents, welcomed because they won't require schools and other infrastructure. 43% of seniors express loneliness, so adult daycare and senior centers are opening in greater numbers. And services offering travel, transportation, recreation, and entertainment will expand. Some churches who've worried about their own viability will find a ready congregation among older groups. Those of us in that age group would do well to acknowledge the aging process, prepare for the future years, and do so with grace and a positive attitude. Alexander Chalmers, the 18th century doctor turned Scottish writer, offered a wonderful prescription. He said, quote, "The three grand essentials of happiness are something to do, someone to love, and something to hope for." End of quote. This formula is even more true for the golden years.